Girls, we got to change the way we see the problem if we're gonna fix this place. My living soul don't care about the color of your face. Unite and we'll respect our right to live here on the land. It's Dino, I'm not Tina Tonga. We don't own the banks. The parliament does so. So where do you
back? They pay their bills off your. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The final segment here today on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest, Alan Bainbridge and Johnny Bridge. Johnny Bridge. It sounds kind of like some sort of superhero. Some sort of secret agent. My name's Bridge. Johnny Bridge.
You were just asking us if there was one way we could wrap up or if there was something we wanted to say. Well, I think I know what I'd like to say. And if we've been sort of made to think we're being spied on, and this GCSB and the government spying on us, the elite spying on us, someone spying on us, and be scared and be worried. I don't think we need to be worried about anything. And I think with this technology we've got, it's actually a weapon, because if we're being spied on, those people, if there are people ruling this planet and there are people watching us and there are people spying on us, they're hearing us right now. So if there are a ruling elite, and if I could say anything to them, I would ask them to take their guns and their tanks and their bombs and their nuclear weapons and their Monsanto and their genetic engineering, their battleships, put it all in one of their little space machines and get off our planet.
Frick off to Mars, boys. Yeah,
go back to Mars. just leave us alone, leave the children alone, leave the woman, leave everyone on this planet alone, and just get off our planet.
Yeah, maybe there's a spot on the sun waiting for you.
Yeah.
Fly into the sun.
Yes. You just imagine that. All the tyranny, all the scumbaggery, all the violence, all the weaponry, all the genetically modified material shooting towards the sun, and yeah, and it's gone.
It's gone. Over.
Mm. You know, that would be nice. That would be nice.
Something tells me with the planet to build the world of our dreams.
Something tells me that this is a planet for their dreams, for their agenda, and they've been very successful at implementing it up until this point.
Yep.
And it's interesting what you say about surveillance. Let's say somebody's listening to me right now. Let's say somebody's watching me through my webcam in the middle of the night where I'm here editing videos or anything like that. I say let them watch, and I'm going to show them something that will scare the bejesus out of them. I'm going to say things that will make them question their own reality. I'm going to say something that will make them fear humanity as they should. Humanity should not be afraid of them. It should be the other way around.
No, they're scared at the moment because they know we have the technology to expose them, take them out, take them down, remove them, and replace them.
Mm. Alan, do you have final wrap-up words of some kind?
Well, I would like to go back to something I sort of started with, which is sort of positive money. If anyone was to look at that, positivemoney.org.nz is a good place to start. If you're in somewhere like the UK, just take the .nz off the end and you'll get a even better, sort of better resourced website. There are organisations in the States and other places doing similar things. I can't quote their web pages, but we're talking about changing a system of national currencies where simply the banks don't get to create the money, and also politicians don't get to create the money because, you know, banks want profit, politicians want votes, so both of those systems are corrupt. Mm. But you have a special organization that is accountable, creating money, and their sort of point of accountability is that there would be zero inflation. That means we get back to steady state economies where the real worth of what people do is what's important, and not, you know, this sort of shadowy areas of derivatives and everything else that sort of clouds the way we see the world. You know, if you turn the news on at night and you see all of these, what's happening on the New York Stock Exchanges and what's happening at FTSE and so forth, it really has nothing to do with the day-to-day operation of my life and your life. It's time that we change that system. And there are lots of very important people that are saying exactly what we're saying, you know, like former governors of the Bank of England, for instance, people who work for the IMF. Sure, they're not the people who make the decisions at the IMF, but they're damn well qualified, and lots of economists. So, you know, it's something that everybody should be looking at, because if we can actually change the way money is created, we can change the way power is created. And at the moment, the people who have the power, the people who are stopping, you know, I'm old enough to have kids and grandkids, and they're never going to be able to buy houses because, you know, the people who actually run this system have got this system working in their own favor and not theirs. And that's certainly the thing that every man in the street or woman in the street can actually start changing right now. They can start showing these people that you know the truth, you know what's happening in the world. And that's about all I can sum up in one deep breath.
I believe if we get to a point in humanity where we actually comprehend we probably know nothing, we have a good basis from where we can actually begin to change.
Well, I think that there's my three favourite words are I don't know.
Yeah.
My three most hated words are I don't care.
Yeah.
And my three most valued words are I was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and if everybody really took that on board, admit that they don't know what the hell they're talking about. That's another interesting thing. You ever tried to tell somebody who's really, really zealous in their belief, you know, that you're wrong and here's facts and evidence and so on and so forth? You get that cognitive dissonance bubble that comes up all around them and they start to see you as an enemy. This person's attacking my my belief system. It's like, I don't know, going up to the Vatican in, I don't know, during the, what was it called when they rounded up all the unbelievers and so on and so forth? The Inquisition, yeah. So going up to the Vatican during the Inquisition and just going, you guys are full of crap. You're just killing people that are against your agenda. They go, ha, 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 but now that you're against their agenda, we can kill you too. And this is what's happening. We've come to the point where not only do we have no idea who we are or what's going on or what we're even capable of or what the system is actually really leading us towards, but we don't know how to fight it. That's the difficult thing.
People are being educated into zealots.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, zealots for the wrong causes mainly.
Yeah, and this is the thing about ideology, is that if your ideology is not based upon the pursuit of truth, the 100% unbiased, whatever the truth is, whatever the facts actually connote, that is what I will believe, okay? You can take belief almost out of the structure entirely of how the world is run. Belief, I believe, belongs within the individual. I believe this, you believe that, so on and so forth. Are there any facts to deny or to grant us a predicament where we can say this is actually a fact and not a belief anymore? No? Okay, well, then it's just a belief there, mate.
Holding on to a belief is having a closed mind.
Mm.
If you're not open to your beliefs being challenged and changed and you're not open to learning, then you've got a closed mind and you're never going to get out of that.
Like parachutes, as the saying goes. Yeah. You only work when they're open.
Yeah.
Now, my belief structure that I don't believe will change, but, you know, I could be wrong, is caring about other people, realising that we're all one, and if I do something nice for somebody else, it actually sends out positive ripples in the water, and it actually positively affects other things around me. I believe that I have personal power that is far beyond what my realisation is, that I will accomplish things that I never dreamed of tomorrow and the next day and so on and so forth. So I believe that I'm powerful, I'm altruistic, I'm a good person, and that I'm doing some good with this world. If somebody comes up and finds me some evidence that I'm actually causing harm and damage or anything, it'll be a and I will stop and go in a 100% and 180 degree different direction. The problem is we've got politicians here who have the same belief structure that I do, but no facts to back up their cases. And that's not, why everything's
they're
so
They're not
frank.
Doing it from love.
Yeah.
They're not doing it from love.
I'm not sure they really have the same belief structure as you do. Well, they may.
Well, at least they claim to.
They claim to, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of sort of personal benefit involved in the structures that we call political structures. And, you know, sometimes it benefits people to sort of hold on to a belief, both financially and their own egos as well.
Well, I believe we can achieve world peace, so until someone can prove me wrong, I'm going to hold that belief. And I'm open to that belief being changed, and I'm open to anyone challenging me on that belief,
yeah.
but I believe it is possible to achieve world peace.
Well, and also believing what's possible is actually the first step in making it frickin' happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't get, is yep. that your beliefs can actually become reality yep. if you put the effort into yep. them, okay? Yep. You know, we've got this creative potential as a human being to make things that have never existed before. Somebody told me the other day that you can't reinvent the wheel, Vinny, and I go, really? What do you call a maglev train? That's called reinventing the wheel, so that the wheel doesn't even touch the ground.
It's like Gandhi said, your words become your your thoughts become your words become your actions become your character becomes your behavior, and your behavior is who you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's, I think, a good positive step to remember mm-hmm. along the way. Ladies and gentlemen, just remember who you are and remember what it is that actually builds you up to becoming who you are. Remember what you're capable of. Remember, remember, remember. And also, on the case of Syria, remember Iraq. Remember the weapons of mass destruction. Remember that they can be found both east, west, north, and south of Baghdad. Remember that they went to the UN Security Council and told them that they had all this stuff and all these pictures. And remember they claimed that they had a smoking gun. Remember that they claimed that Saddam Hussein was massing on the borders of Saudi Arabia during the first Gulf War. And the United States claimed to have pictures of this. And the Saudi royals say, well, can you show us these pictures? And they go, no, it's national security. They're all lying to you. Stop. Okay, just remember that they're all lying to you and stop believing it. Don't be a chump. Guys, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure and an honour and various other nice adjectives. And we'll see you again sometime, ladies and gentlemen, at thelivingexpertshow.com. Please share the archives and everything else that you can and make a donation if you want to. See you again.